It's time to let loose, talk some Michigan, and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Here are your hosts, Jay-Z and Jeff. At the playground, you
know. Good morning. Welcome to WTKA's Playground. First, we got to start off the show the right way. Miz, it's someone's birthday here. It is someone's birthday.
Right.
Whose birthday is that?
I don't know. Jeff Childs,
happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Unfortunately, Michigan couldn't deliver on a birthday gift.
Yeah.
I'll have to settle for other things today.
Yeah, yesterday they ended up losing the game 14-13. Yeah, you're going to look for a win somewhere else because it did not happen last night. They just ended up, you know, it was close. It was close. A game that we should have dominated in. It was talked about all week that we were going to go in there and pretty much trounce them. It didn't matter. It didn't happen that way, though. Michigan starts off with a 26-yard field goal by Kenny Allen. Puts them up 3-0. Then they move to the second quarter. Isaac with a nice run after a good drive. Puts up 10-0. And then everything fell off the rails. A safety brings the crowd back in it. And then from there on, we were fighting to hang on. And the final score, Brandstetter did the best he could. And he said, yeah, they made it. Pretty much. That's the way it ended on the radio broadcast. As you heard the crowd in the background go crazy, and you figured you knew what was happening next. 66,000 people were going to try to run onto the field. Bad game, offensive, defensively. We'll talk about some injury updates. Stribling and Spate both looked injured near the end of the game, so we'll talk about that a little bit more. But yes, Jeff, talk to me about this game. I know it's tough. It's your birthday. I want you to have a good birthday, but we have to rehash and we have to look at this game.
Well, I appreciate it, Jay-Z. And nothing could really go right for Michigan, no matter how you slice it. This is a team that's been so used to mounting up big leads this season and playing really efficient, crisp, mistake-free football. Mike and I said on our show going into this game that Iowa would need something momentous to happen. They would need two turnovers, and they would get them from Khalid Hill on the kickoff return, and then later on with the Wilton Spate interception. But so many things can turn the tide of a game. If Jehu Chesson brings that pass in on third down into the red zone, Michigan converts, they likely go in and score again. Michigan's offense left a lot of points on the field. The defense was good, not great. Akram Wadley had himself a day, 115 yards rushing, and Michigan missed a lot of tackles in space as he turned into Marshall Faulk yesterday. But whatever phase of the game it was, guys, Michigan couldn't do anything right. And in a season where they've played very, very sharp football, the effort was very dull and very lacking yesterday.
Yeah, very much so. Tonio, your thoughts on this this game, this loss by Michigan?
Yeah, I thought Michigan had every opportunity to win the game, and they just didn't seize upon really any of them. I mean, I think that the defense played pretty well. We did give up quite a few rushing yards, and we had some, you know, the same kind of issues that we've sort of been seeing the past couple weeks, some missed tackles, you know, dealing with the run. This time it was more sort of in the middle than sort of on the edge, but nonetheless, they did only give up 12 points, which is pretty good. The offense, on the other hand, that was the worst performance by year. I mean, without a question. And I mean, there was really no, I don't know if I saw really anything positive from
anything
that
at all. What about Kenny Allen? 2 for 2.
Yeah.
At 51 yarder.
Special teams.
Special teams, yes, but it was a crazy special teams kind of game as well. Here's the good news to everyone listening out there. Two undefeated teams, Alabama, Western Michigan. 7 teams with 1 loss. That includes the Wolverines, Clemson, Washington. They lost yesterday. The winners yesterday, Louisville, Western Virginia, Boise State, and Ohio State. Those are the other teams, all with 1 loss. 119 other teams have 2 losses or more. So our season is not over. Yes, the perfect season or the undefeated season is over. But if you win your next 2 games, go to the Big Ten Championship and win, you do the one thing you wanted from the start was to win the Big Ten, and you'll go to the college football playoff no matter what. No matter what everyone else does around you. Am I telling the truth there, Jeff, Tony O, Matthew Misler. Am I telling the truth on this?
Yeah, you are a prophet and a scholar, Jay-Z. You are right on point with that. Michigan still has all their goals in front of them. They can win the Big Ten championship by beating Ohio State and getting in Indianapolis. They can get in the playoff, but they can't do it if they keep turning in a performance like this. This was a very, very mediocre Iowa team. Really, their only strength had been their running game going into this game, and they did put that on display, which allowed them to win the game. But Michigan, if they intend to win the Big Ten and they intend to go to the playoff, they cannot put together another dud of a performance like this.
Yeah, it kind of yesterday's game kind of seemed like all the things that Michigan fans were kind of worried about, either going into the season or following maybe the Michigan State game, basically came back in this game with a vengeance and just did not go away for the entire game. And, you know, the linebacker issues, the quarterback play, the offensive line play, the running game. I mean, it was just like all the things that we were worried about, manifested themselves in one game, and it cost us.
Those things that we've seen Michigan do poorly, whether it's been tackling, whether it's been containing things in the opponent run game, as you said, Tony, those things were seen in microcosm in a few earlier games, but they were very, very magnified in this game. Any of Michigan's glaring issues were on full display.
Yeah, well, so let's talk about that quarterback play by Wilton Spate. I said all week long, the guy deserved Heisman votes. After seeing that, he will not get any. Unless he has for the next two games, pretty much goes, 30 for 30 and throws for 400 yards. It's not going to happen. Maybe the talk was too big on a national level like that, and knowing that, it was just their defense was able to get past our offense and take them out. Wilton, 11 for 26 for 103 yards, no touchdowns and one interception. Your guys' thoughts all the way around for Wilton Spate.
Yeah, I thought it was his worst game of the season for Michigan. It seemed like a lot of balls to Darbo and Chesson over the middle of the field or on deep routes were just severely underthrown. And he did hurt his shoulder later in the game. I'm sure we'll get an update on that. He didn't look comfortable. He didn't look that cool, calm, and collected quarterback that we've seen in games prior to this. And not just on the deep throws for Wilton, but his ability to be the quarterback and be the leader and lead Michigan down the field. Michigan turned the ball over. They hurt themselves. But they also couldn't keep drives alive when they normally would. 5 of 15 on third down, and that's something that Michigan's been very, very good at. They struggled on third down conversions on the day. And points. Michigan's a team where they've been in the red zone. They've been in a scoring position. They've scored touchdowns on the season. They had to settle for field goals. So normally Spate, whether it's efficiently moving the team down the field or scoring in the red zone and scoring touchdowns, He missed out on all those attributes yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he started out the game pretty well. I mean, he was on the money in the first quarter and a half, really, with some throws that were, when he was scrambling and he made some nice throws right over the middle, right into the target. But then it just turned, and he was overthrowing and underthrowing on every pass he made. Now, by the same token, the wide receivers probably, they didn't help him out a lot. They didn't make a play when maybe they could have. And also the running game didn't help at all when you're running 2.8 yards per carry. It's tough to get the offense going, but it was not a good good game for Wilton.
Yeah, looking at as you said, we'll get an update, and I'll take this that talking to Harbaugh after the game, not myself, someone else. Pretty much, he looks like that it was bothering him. They said they checked it. It did get checked out after the game, but we'll look at it more when he gets back to Ann Arbor, because he was holding that shoulder to his body when he came off on that final drive. He did go back in though. The final series, he had a third down conversion pass to Darbo. Harbaugh felt it was wasn't because of the shoulder. It might have bothered him a little bit, Harbaugh said. I threw a good ball there to Amara on the last one. So if it bothering him, it might have been one of those, hey, this hurts a lot more when you're playing on a colder night and you know kind of where the game's going, that maybe it hurts a little bit more. Get him warmed up, get some ice on that, and see how he does when he comes back, when they're due back today. My thoughts on Wilton. All right, let's take our first break. We're going to 11:30 today. We'll open up the phone calls when we come back. You're listening to WTK's Playground.